Yeah. See, all it takes is a little time, Slee. Just a little time. Monday Night Football.
Was this a funeral?
Pretty bad. Laker game last night at Staples Center. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
A couple of bad losses for our teams last night. But the 7-10 awards, the Mandys, the inaugural Mandy Awards have kind of put a little hop in my step. I'm pretty excited about all of this.
Okay, so for those who don't know, we're going to give them a quick recap here. So we got this awards coming up. First time we've ever done this.
Mm-hmm.
7-10 ESPN. It's going to be the whole crew. So obviously our show, everybody involved in it, everyone involved
not
in the Funches. Mason
he,
and
he
Ireland
comes
show.
And goes as he pleases.
Well, he's going to be watching Godfather 2. Everybody involved in the Mason and Ireland show, everybody involved in the Sedano and Cap show. So every person that you've listened to over the years will be a part of these awards.
Yep.
And we're inviting all our great listeners to come join us. Dinner will be included. Okay, think about this. You're hanging out, an exclusive event. None of it's going to be on radio. Dinner included. How much do you think each ticket would be?
$500.
$25 to come hang out with us.
That's a great deal.
$25 to come hang out with us. If you buy a full table, so there's tables of 10. If you buy a full table, which we'll give out some shout-outs to some people who already bought tables, then it's $50 off.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is go to 710awards.net.
Yep.
710awards.net. Hit
get,
the,
get the
buy tickets.
Part. Get to the best part.
Hit the
come
buy
on.
Tickets.
Let's go.
And then and Travis will put out his credit card on Twitter.
Live edition of Ask Slee. You tend to just try to let that you trail off a little bit. It's a live edition of Ask Slee.
Because we're trying to sell tickets.
And people love Ask Slee. You were at
love Ask Slee.
You were at the Rams game. Where's Slee? Where is he? He's right there. Oh, yeah. Hey, Ask Slee. Came up with the phone. Emily's seen it in person. Here's the thing. Can I be immodest for a second?
Sure.
I'm a pretty fun guy to go have drinks with. Just putting that out there.
I believe that one.
I am a fun guy to go out and have a couple of drinks with. And if you want to come to this thing, we will have a couple of drinks together, and I promise you, you will have a good time.
I'm an emotional wreck.
You get a little weepy? Oh, you know what? You know what would be great? What if Al...
I don't
Al,
at all, by
do you
the
get,
way.
Do you get touchy? Do you get a little, just a little bit more feel like, you know, hey, funny. Jeff, come here for a second. Arm around the shoulder, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe a little
you know,
bit more of that.
I just wanted to tell that. You. Just let me tell you about you. You know what I love about you is, you know what's good about you? Let me tell you what's good about you. You know what's good about you is that you make me
this
like,
guy,
I just,
Trav,
I just really
man.
Like
this
doing
guy,
the
Trav.
Show with you. You're that guy, aren't you?
I could easily be drunk and you don't know that I'm drunk.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's a good lane, by the way.
Could be one of those
that's,
where
that's
it's
a
like,
pretty good lane. Because
did he
then,
drink or not?
But then you walk away and people are like, was Al a little different than he usually is? Like he didn't look drunk, he didn't sound drunk, but is he feeling a little bit? Anyway, 710awards.net, $25
per ticket. He's in the corner crying.
he's dabbing his eyes with a tissue. He's going through some stuff.
What's
right
wrong?
Now.
I said chicken. They brought me a veggie dish.
It's gonna be hosted by Key. Chris Morales, of course, is gonna co-host with Key along the way. So it's going to be great.
How do you buy the tickets?
What's that?
How do you buy the tickets?
710awards.net. Just $25.
Come hang out with
us. Come have a good time. It'll be good. The blueprint's out, by the way. It's out. How to beat the Rams.
On the Rams or the Lakers?
Well, I don't know if you need a blueprint to beat the Lakers. Just play fast and you'll beat them. Just you know.
Just play four quarters.
Yeah. There's no like skeleton
key. It's kind of the truth
here. It's true. It's not fun to say, but it doesn't mean it's not true.
Chicago ran through the Lakers yesterday. Lonzo looked great.
He did.
DeMar DeRozan looked fantastic. Zach LaVine looked good. And
what
granted,
a classic Caruso
Bulls,
game, too, right? Just a quintessential.
That's right. We haven't even mentioned that.
No, just quintessentially Caruso last night. One shot, and he
0 for 1.
0 for 1. But he affected
plus 28 on the plus minus.
He was an incredibly positive influence on the game.
I think
for
six
his team.
Assists or five rebounds or something along those lines.
He's a good NBA player. He is a good NBA player, and he is definitely missed. As far as the blueprint for the Rams, make them one dimensional. Make them throw the ball over and over and over again, and you're going to beat them. Because we've seen it 2 weeks in a row where the Rams just refuse to run the ball, whether by necessity or by design. They're just not they ran the ball 9 times in an NFL game last night. 9. Okay, I understand that it's a passing league, that you're going to pass the ball more than anything else. San Francisco ran it 44 times, 9-44. Who won that game? And I'm not saying you just turn around and smash it between the tackles every time, but mix it up a little bit. It doesn't have to be 50-50, but it can't be you know what we had last night, which is 42 passing attempts to 9 rushes. It can't be, you know, the ratio can't be that lopsided. And we've seen it 2 weeks in a row now. Pressure up the middle from the defense to the Rams offense, and do not let the Rams pin their ears back and come back at the quarterback. Don't let Von Miller do his thing. Don't let Aaron Donald do his thing. Run. Make them play the run first. And all of a sudden, the Rams look very, very pedestrian after looking as good as anybody in the league through 8 weeks. The last 2 weeks, they've looked anything but.
So this leads us to today's stat hero of the day. We're not going to do this very often, the stat hero of the day. It's the Rams bye week.
Well, came at the right time.
I'm not kidding. I mean, they need it, and they need to regroup. And just to kind of give an idea here, at least from an offensive perspective, Rams need the bye week badly to readjust after scoring only 26 points in the last two games and allowing 59 points. Trav, if I told you that the Rams were outscored 59 to 26 over the last two games, you'd have thought I was crazy. They lose to the Titans. They obviously lose to the 49ers. You said something I thought was interesting, the 44 carries for 156 yards from the Niners. Why do you think the 49ers are going that far out of their way to make sure it's controlling the game? It's controlling possession of the ball. I'm going to make sure that Stafford doesn't have the ball. I'm going to make sure that high-powered offense of the Los Angeles Rams doesn't have the ball. They had a drive early in – it was in the first quarter, right, where it's 11 minutes, the longest drive so far.
It was their opening drive of the game. Stafford threw the pick down the middle of the field. OBJ broke off a route. Stafford throws it deep, interception. And it was the opening – you're like, really? This is how we're going to start the game?
You know how demoralizing that is?
Terribly.
An 11-minute drive slicing and dicing you. And it's not – you know, there's one way – sometimes if somebody breaks one for 80 yards, and it's exciting. Everybody gets excited, all that stuff.
There were four, five, let four, me, two, let, eight.
That's what makes it demoralizing. Yeah. It's a slow, slow death.
They could not get a stop on that drive. They could not get a stop on that third touchdown drive of the first half that gave them the 21 points. And here's the other part. The Rams before, when you'd get into this, you know, you get one, I get one. You get one, I get one. The Rams were pretty good in those situations. Yeah. Like, we'll just get a stop at some point. We're still going to get ours offensively. Here's a really scary stat. In the last eight quarters, the Rams have scored 16 meaningful points. Now, they've scored 26, but only 16 of them have really
mattered.
You
can tell me that field goal at the end yesterday didn't count.
There's three, and the touchdown at the end of the Tennessee game was kind of a throwaway, not really competitive environment. Yeah. They've scored 16 competitive points in eight quarters. Sean McVay and the Rams, Matthew Stafford, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee, Daryl Henderson, Sony Michel. These are offensive weapons. I know Woods wasn't there last night, which we'll get to in just 1 second, but this is really goffy. And look, the people on Twitter last night could not have gotten to me quicker. See, told you, I watched the Lions. This is the guy that you're going to get once the season gets past the halfway point.
Part of that is your fault, by the way.
Look, they're not wrong. I still love the upgrade at the position.
You put Stafford up there as if he was the Messiah.
I did. Well, Messiah might be a step short, but better than Jared Goff, yes. I still think he is. That being said, he was dreadful the last two games.
Yeah.
Dreadful. There really isn't even a, well, yeah, but. He's been bad.
If you were, by the way, Stat Hero, the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives a player the advantage, go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 100% back, 100% deposit match. We appreciate their partnership. If you would have said after these last two games, if you would have still been like, well, you know what, it's not all on Stafford. You know what, this happened. If you were making excuses, that'd be a problem. You're obviously not making excuses.
There's one the Tennessee game, that was on Matthew Stafford. He gets 98% of why that game went the way that it did. Mm-hmm. Last night, he was still bad, but that was a collective disaster.
Yeah.
That was not exclusively Matthew Stafford. Here's the other thing. I said it yesterday going into the game. Losing Robert Woods is a big
significant
deal. It's not, well, we got OBJ, and he's going to get up to speed. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. What Robert Woods brought to that team was toughness. What Robert Woods brought to that team was selflessness. Mm. What he brought to the team was the ability to also make big plays alongside Cooper Kupp. You had to defend him. Last night, look, with all due respect to the rest of the guys on that Rams team, you're not going to defend Ben Skowronek. You're not defending Kendall Blanton. You're not defending Van Jefferson the way that you do Robert Woods.
Sure.
You're defending Cooper Kupp. And Cooper Kupp had 11 catches for 122 yards. Name one. Right? It was a non-impactful performance. He had the one down the left side. What was it, for 20 yards, 25 yards? That was the one. And they're just that Robert Woods opens everything up for everyone else, and there was not a second threat out there in that receiving core yesterday. He's going to be missed, and it's incumbent now on OBJ to get up to speed as quickly as he can. Because last night, it's not even a criticism. He was a non-fact. He just got here. You know, the expectations are non-existent, but they need him to go from, hey, look, maybe he can hit a few home runs for us, to they're going to need to get some base hits from him every single game.
So two different ways to look at this. You tell me which one you think is more aligned with what the Rams got coming up. Is it good to be coming into a bye week right now, or do you think this is, man, you got to sit here, you got to sit back for those two losses that you just had. You don't have a chance to come back this weekend and try to fix whatever was wrong. And then when you do come back, you got the Green Bay Packers, or no, they can use the bye week, let them get this break, this stretch, and then try to come back and go to Lambeau.
I think because it's the Packers, you'll take the bye right now, because you got to get this right. You have to go into Green Bay and look like a better football team. You don't necessarily have to win. Three losses in a row would be a bad look, but if you look like a real football team, that's okay. Losing in Lambeau Field to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, that's not the end of the world. But if you go out and you look the way you've looked the last 2 weeks after a bye, that is a huge problem.
So, it's interesting. You don't think you have to win that game. You'll have four losses.
You'll be 7-4. You're fine.
You'll be 7-4. Well, it depends what your definition is fine is.
Get in the playoffs. At this point, they're not going to be the top seed. At this point, it's unlikely.
Well, they still have a chance to be the top seed.
They have a chance. It's
unlikely. Just think about this. You beat the Green Bay Packers. I know. I get it. But I'm just saying, if you beat the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau, nobody's saying that you're going to be a favorite, but you know the conversation about the Rams has not been about the Super Bowl or about making the playoffs. It's about winning a Super Bowl.
And it still is, but I think they can win it because you look, they got San Francisco again.
Yep.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know San Francisco, but you've got Green Bay. You've got Minnesota.
So that quick.
You've got Baltimore. You've got really good teams. They're going to make the playoffs. It's something, Emily, would you say, is like a 96% likelihood.
94.
But that's not a conversation. Nobody's questioning whether they're going to make the playoffs or not. What I'm saying is I'm surprised how quick the towel's being thrown in at the division is done, a chance for a top.
I
watched these last two games, but you get an opportunity to play these teams that you're talking about that are in front of you. You got the Packers. You win that game, they got the same amount of losses as you, and you have the tiebreaker. You still have Arizona down the road. And by the way, we've watched the NFL every single week. There's a squad that's going down. It could be Arizona against Carolina or some of these other teams.
I think there was something that happened this weekend that we have not talked about all season long. We'll get into that. Plus, the Lakers need to figure some things out as far as exactly what sort of basketball team they're going to be moving forward. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are closing in on 200. We're getting closer. Our goal was 200 by 12:30, and it's going to be close. We're talking, of course, about the 710 Mandy Awards, our 710 award show that we've been talking about here for a few weeks. We've got it all figured out. You go to 710awards.net. That's where you can buy your tickets. $25 a piece. You can buy a table for 200. That's 10 tickets for 200. That'll save you $50 along the way. Come out, eat a little bit, drink a little bit. We'll laugh. We'll tell stories. There'll be a live version of Family Feud. There'll be a live version of Ask Slee. Amanda's going to give out her award for the biggest pain in the butt of the year. It's a pretty good night. Make sure you go and order your tickets.
LA, come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Have a good time. $25 a ticket, like Travis mentioned. Bring a couple friends. Bring the lady, whoever it is that you want to bring. And like Travis said, 710awards.net. $25 a ticket. You can get a table of 10. We appreciate it. We've had a few people buy a table of 10. We greatly appreciate that. You want to hang out with us? You want to hang out with Mesa and Ireland? Want to hang out with Sedano and Cap? And obviously the whole crew here at 710.
It'll be fun. I'm really looking forward. Yeah. Who doesn't like a party? I'm a little bit of the tuxedo thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm trying to figure that part out. You want me to wear the mustache again? That's a thing that needs to happen?
I think, I think if you're looking for respect, I think that's something that you should really look into.
I'm looking for intimidation.
Yeah.
I don't have enough of that. If the mustache,
I'll be hammered by 4. It starts at 6, and where's Slee? He's done.
He's passed out in the parking lot. He's sleeping under the tree. He's just he's shaking it off.
Yeah, Slee was done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, here's it's going to be fun. Yeah. We're going to enjoy each other's company, and we'll have a few drinks. It is a Sunday. It's not like you can – and we're the first ones up on Monday morning.
That's right.
So it's not like you can just, you know, mash the gas and go hard and take the next day off.
And something I forgot to, you know, point out, Lakers play Knicks on Saturday, so I'll have a full breakdown. I'll kind of, like, extend the post-game show. Just X's and O's.
Just keep it going. Bring your Comrex. We'll plug it in right there on the
side. Well, Julius Randle, I mean, I just think, you know, with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. All right.
We've talked a lot about the Rams and how bad that was. The Lakers weren't much better last night. Mm-hmm.
Happened today?
They look stale, Al. They look so stale. It's the same. It's Groundhog Day.
Last night was really bad in L.A.
Yeah.
It really was. And you know, I can speak to the Staples Center part of things. By the way, did you see Anthony Davis get thrown out of the game?
That was baloney.
Okay, for those, and I think most people know it, but listen to Coach Vogel was asked about this. He got his second technical foul in the third quarter, so he's thrown out of the game. And basically what happened, he was going up for a play. The guy lost his shoe, trying to put his shoe back on. Listen to Coach Vogel describe it.
Yeah, I think typically, the ref will wipe the ball, let the guy get his shoe on, you know, have some common sense, quick inbounds. AD said that's BS, okay, which happens about 15 times in the NBA every game, okay? Quick tech, ejection. I don't know what to say about that.
That's the perfect response.
Perfect explanation.
It's the perfect explanation because you hear that, you're like, he got kicked out for that? You know, a little common sense. I like that little barb.
Little jab right there.
He didn't deserve to be kicked out.
He didn't deserve to be. And by the way, if he stays in the game, Lakers are not coming back and winning it. So I'm not justifying, well, that's why the Lakers lost.
No, they were behind.
Lakers got handled by the Chicago Bulls yesterday, and there's no certainly no question about that.
All right. Travis Lee's brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. Let's try Hector in Hacienda Heights. Hector, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey, Slee, man, you're my boy, but for some reason, you are trying to avoid the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant? Tell me the elephant.
Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
Vogel. I have two things. His rotations suck, and his end-of-game plays are not working out.
So, Hector, Hector, maybe I could lay into him a little bit more. But just so you know, we've had a couple games, critical situations at the end. I'm saying they don't run plays. Coach doesn't run a play. Remember, we were trying to say, oh, that's Russell Westbrook's fault. Why does Russell Westbrook have the ball in his hands? Why are they dribbling the ball for 23 seconds? Maybe I should get into him a little bit more. We were just talking about the third quarters. The third quarters of you come out, are you making adjustments? Are you not making adjustments?
In the third quarters.
They're getting demolished. Well, usually I would look at the coach like, okay, coach, are you making the proper adjustments coming in? But if you think the reason why the Lakers are having trouble against the Oklahoma City Thunder, the San Antonio Spurs, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Portland Trailblazers, all these teams well below 500 is just solely on the coach, I can't sign up for that.
Al, this is why I am as concerned about the Lakers as I am. It's because it's not one thing. It's not one player. It's not the coach. It's not the defense. It's not the shooting. It's not their health. It's not their age. It's everything. Take your pick. It's a potpourri of problems at this point, and it's almost you have to triage at some point. Like, what
Bron's coming back Friday. Everything's good.
You didn't fix all of those things?
We're good.
Okay. Yeah. This is.
I feel like I cut off Hector. I thought he was done. He paused just enough where I thought he was waiting for me to come in.
I know how he feels. Hey, I know the feeling. You're getting excited. You're getting ready to
when
deliver
you
your
don't
point.
Don't know until you're getting called out on the spot. You're like, Al, let the man finish his point.
Let's try another call. Noah, good luck with Al. He may cut you off here any minute. Studio City and Noah. Noah, what's going on today?
I'm going to take a big breath so I can get it all out before I leave a pause in there.
Let me jump in, Noah.
I remember yesterday, Travis, you were like, you know, well, Anthony Davis is just this guy. And you've sort of come to a zen tranquility about the whole thing.
Right.
And as if anyone may have doubted you, Anthony Davis came out and goes, let me clear this up, and takes one attempt in the first quarter. And then they're like, well, you know, he was being double teamed. Oh, boo-hoo. Tell that to every great big man that's ever played. But the problem is that's a failure, not just on Anthony Davis. That's the whole team. And that typifies this whole thing. It's a failure on Westbrook to get him the ball. It's a failure of him to demand the ball. It's a failure on the coach to not say, if you don't, anyone that gets this ball over half court and doesn't give him the ball, you can come sit here next to me. I got plenty seats. That's a failure of the entire team, the organization, not to recognize that this is a massive issue. There, it feels like, you know, when Anthony Davis got thrown out of the game, I was like, oh, is he still even playing? I didn't even know he was there. I think the ref was actually just having mercy on him, like a fighter in the corner. When the fighter's like, no, I could go another round. And his corner's like, no, bro, you're done. Let me just save you from yourself. What are they going to do? Like, keep him in the game so he could go down and not take another shot?
No.
There are so many problems.
There are a lot of problems. Noah, thank you for the call. Alan, this is where you talk now.
Turn my mic off. Turned it off.
Go ahead.
I said, turn off your mic.
Natural break in the conversation.
Yeah.
Now is when you offer your analysis.
Pretty accurate. I mean, I thought everything you said. You know, I'll say the one thing about AD. You know what makes some players great? I don't care what you're going to do against me. I just don't care. You know, how many times we used to talk about Kobe? Kobe, are you really taking a 18-footer fadeaway with a second guy coming on you?
Uh-huh.
I am.
Yeah. What?
And if it doesn't go in, I'm going to do it again. AD, there's that missing part of, yeah, I understand another person's coming. By the way, put yourself in a better position. Don't go on the block. Okay, maybe 15, 18 feet away from the basket. Now you can kind of see everybody. Double team's coming. AD doesn't have that. At least he just doesn't, you know, show it on a consistent basis. I don't care what you do. You don't even have Vucevic. You don't even have a true center that's in this game. I'm going to go to work. I'll have 25 before, you know, you guys even blink. That wasn't the case. Bull said he's going to pass the ball and we'll wait on some of these other guys' hit shots.
Whenever I hear stuff like that, I always remember John Wooden had a great line. He's like, I'm not going to worry about what they're going to do. They need to worry about what I'm going to do. Mm. And that's, you know, that's the way that great players, great teams
don't tell
look
that
at
to McVay.
Right? We're going to do
McVay run the ball.
Yeah, I think he believes it.
McVay run the ball.
I think that he understands that better than anybody else. All right. We're going to have a little headcount update, a little ticket update. Chris is going to rejoin us, talk a little bit about the 710 Mandy Awards. We're selling tickets, Al.
Let's go.
We're selling timeshares sometimes. Today we're selling
slanging
tickets to the 710 Mandy Awards. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
That's coming up in a little bit. All right. Very exciting news earlier today. We've been leading up to it. We knew we were going to have a 710 award show. Now we have an official name. We've got our date. We've got our location. We've got the awards. We've got guest hosts. Chris, you've put this entire thing together. Take me through it.
Chris Morales, thanks.
Yeah, people know who you are.
I know, but that just felt very normal.
No, people know who you are. It's like you name on TV. You don't font the president, right? You don't have to put his name
like
up there.
I like that, Slee. I like that. Yeah. Presidential. The 710 Award Show, the 710 Mandy Awards is the name we announced today. Special guest host, Keyshawn Johnson.
Nice.
710 Awards.
Key in the house, everybody. Key
Go to 710awards.net. Now, we set a goal today.
Okay.
Of how many tickets. It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon. And I just want to say to the Travis and Sliwa listeners, you guys have blown it out of the park.
All right.
We're almost at our goal for the day.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
What was the goal for the day?
I'm not going to tell you. 28 minutes left, and we want to sell another 50 tickets, Travis and Sliwa listeners. So go to 710awards.net. It is $25 per ticket. Get 9 of your friends. Buy a table of 10 for $200.
Come on, LA.
Now, here's the thing. We've had many special announcements today.
Yes.
Guess what, Slee? We got one more. We're taking about. Lakers talk often. No, I'm just kidding. Our boss, Amanda Brown, is going to bring this one in.
Where she was.
Here we go. A very special, special surprise, Slee. Why don't you turn around, buddy?
Sweet. We got here. Look at that. What? Turn it around.
Oh!
All right. So, this Amanda comes in. There's she's got a...
Nothing else to do.
2021-2022 Laker jersey. The ones that they're wearing right now. Number one... And then on the back, hashtag Ask Slee, a customized Ask Slee jersey. That is fantastic.
Slee, how do you feel about that?
Well, that's amazing.
Is that not great?
That really, really is amazing.
I want to see you try to put that thing on right now.
Yeah, is that
probably not going to happen.
Is that an extra small?
Actually, no, this is better. Nobody likes Ask Slee better than Trav.
That's true.
Trav, take the polo off, throw this bad boy on.
Give it to me.
All right, go ahead.
Amanda, we might stretch it out.
What's that supposed to mean?
I need HR. I'm being abused by my boss.
That is awesome. That is really,
but here's
cool.
The awesome part, Slee. Okay. A bit within a bit is about to break out as Travis is taking off his headphones.
Yep.
He's unsheathing the polo. Oh no, he's going to put it on top of the polo.
No. Trav, take the polo off, bro.
First of all, don't tell me what to do.
Nope.
Well, you got to stand up for this. We got to see how this is fitting.
Oh no, this
the,
is good.
The carriage.
Oh, that's perfect. I think it fits actually just fine. No, actually,
Travis said it is like a sausage skin.
Oh, yeah. Look at those. No, it fits good.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that fits really good.
You know, Trav, you might need to
turn around for a second.
Turn around, Trav.
Turn around, buddy.
Do a little spin for me, Trav.
Spin a little bit here.
Oh, look at that.
There it is. My man right there. Good work, Trav. Good work right there.
I can't breathe.
I know.
We're trying to sell another 50 tickets. Before you guys get off the air, Mason and Ireland coming up.
710awards.net. 710awards.net. Buy some tickets. By the way, you get a table. We already have 3-4 people by table.
I almost
here.
Needed like some Crisco to get into that thing. That was pretty tight.
That's awesome.
We'll grease you up for the award show if you want.
We need to talk about this tuxedo thing. That's the only part of this that I'm a little hesitant
we're
on.
No, I like
to go
it.
Black
I think it's a good
tie.
Idea.
It's we're
good
trying
idea.
To go with a black tie. If this was an award show, if we were all going to the Oscars, okay, we would wear tuxedos.
Maybe it's just me, and I'm envisioning like my 1988 prom attire, like with the cummerbund and the.
Do you know he was prom king in 1988, Slee?
Were you really?
No.
He was apparently
not.
A bad guy in high school. That's what all his friends say. He was just mean to everybody.
I wish that
some things
true,
never change. Huh?
I could have been nicer. It's one of my regrets.
This is a guy who makes fun of me for being 6 foot, and he calls
no, you're
me short.
Not.
Yes, I am.
Then I'm 6'7".
We did a measurement once.
No, it's just not true.
Okay, on a morning show
I thought you
with
were 6'2".
Keyshawn and
I thought you
Travis
were 6'2", personally.
And LZ, I looked short.
Well, you didn't look short.
See what I mean, Slee?
I mean,
if
always thought
I'm
you were
short,
6'2".
What is Slee?
I'm 6'1".
There's a lot
guys,
of, I love the Ask Slee.
There you go. We'll have to get him one. Why not?
Yeah.
We'll get him a larger one, though.
I'll wear it to the lake, unlike you.
I know you will. Yeah,
I will
I know
walk
you will.
Around like, hey, you guys know what this is? You guys ever heard of Ask Slee?
7'10"? Hey, Matthew Stafford, look at my jersey.
1045.
Look at all my muscles, Matthew Stafford.
How you about the picks? But can I say something about Trav? For what Stafford's done these last two games, kind of laid into him.
Oh, did you?
Well, it's kind of nice for him to lay into him.
It's not a big ask when you throw 4 interceptions in 2 games.
I think if we put Slee in the end zone like that, I don't think Slee does that.
No.
I think Slee just throws it away or runs.
call timeout. Get off the field.
It was a couple of bad games.
710awards.net. Thank you, guys, and thank you to all the listeners. Keep buying tickets. We got the goal. We probably sold 15 already, so that leaves 35 before you guys get off the
Let's get it done.
Amanda, I just want you to know that I just got a text from my son that said, not cool. So I have a case now. It's on the record, and I feel better about it. That is cool, Al. I'm genuinely jealous about that.
Very, very cool.
That is awesome.
The combination of the Laker jersey action
It is perfect. It is a great-looking jersey because it's the classic. By the way, Lakers were wearing one of their alternate uniforms last night. Because I'm a child of the 80s, I need the Lakers to wear their gold uniforms at home. We can experiment on the road. We can try some different things. I need gold uniforms at home for the Lakers.
I get it. Yeah. I understand it.
We can wear those alternate ones when we go play the Clippers and the
Kings. Do you ever go to a Dodger game, but it's in Arizona or San Diego? Do you wear the road or do you wear the home?
I don't have a dog. I have hats. I'm not a jersey guy, so the hat is the hat is the hat.
Because I would even do that going on the road. I would wear a purple jersey.
Speaking of Matthew Stafford, I mean, what did you want me to say? How are you supposed to spin? And by the way, I know
yesterday,
that I said three pick sixes,
but
it was three pick sixes. I know only two of them got walked into the end zone, but when you're getting spun around to the ground and you just throw the ball in the middle of the field and they run it to the two, I'm counting that as a pick six. So we have three pick sixes in two games?
We were sitting here yesterday, and there was a lot of hype coming into last night. You were going to do pre, half, post. This is a great game on Monday night, nationally televised. Lakers and the Bulls had a lot of hype yesterday. I'm telling you, there was a great amount of hype at the game yesterday. This was a good game to be at. Before you know it, by halftime comes in that game, by halftime comes a Laker game, you're like, yeah, I don't know if either of these squads are going to win.
I'll be honest. I thought that maybe San Francisco could win that game. Like I mentioned, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at the Rams. I did not envision a scenario where they kicked their butts, and that's exactly what happened. They kicked their butt for four quarters. And, you know, catch your breath, bye week, go back against Green Bay. Winning Green Bay, flowers smell good.
You're right about that.
Again.
Yeah,
everything feels good. But
seems like such a tall task
if
now.
If you don't, that's three in a row against three, you know,
forget the division if you lose that game.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you start kind of looking at.
I think that that's a reach at this point. Mm-hmm. I think, that, look, the Super Bowl is still very much in play, but mm-hmm. to win, it's just the tiebreakers, the math, the divisional, because that loss to San Francisco, Arizona's already beat them twice. It's all those tiebreakers. If you end up even with them, you probably lose the tiebreakers.
This is the one advantage that they have, and I know this also could be a disadvantage. The one advantage that they have, still, you get to play Green Bay, you get to play Arizona, as in you get to play the two squads that are in front of you right now.
I'm excited about this. Emily, you have a silver lining. I need one.
Yeah, my silver lining is that interception, that first one he threw, that had a lot of air yards. That was a very long, very good pass
like a punt.
To the other team.
It was a punt. Like a punt, but... When do you punt on second down with the fourth play of the game?
It was probably the best play by our special teams.
It was a really bad start to a really bad night. Let's try another phone call here on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Los Angeles and Rachel. Rachel, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I agree with you. We have way too many problems, and I'm going to list them very quickly. We've got veterans making careless mistakes on overturns. We've got problems and have had problems for years with getting a nice lead, double digit, and then losing it, and then ending up losing the game. And in the last quarter, if we're down double digits, we need to have Rondo out there. We need to have Howard out there if he didn't foul out. And something else that I have noticed is that this foul change in rules, we have rookies that have no problem with it, and veterans across the league seem to be struggling without their free throws. And it's just, it's rhythm, it's spacing, and where is the Mamba mentality?
Rachel, appreciate you calling in. You know what was awesome about that call? You could tell she was incredibly patient to just wait with us to get on, mm-hmm. and then she was just ready to go. It's like she had kind of...
There wasn't that pregnant pause. There wasn't that, hello, hello?
Organized. She was
Lady callers,
how you
doing? Let's go.
Bam. By the way, you're right about
that. Guys by a huge margin.
Yeah, that's no question about it.
That's for sure. Look, she's right. You know, there's a part of this, too, that I would love to see.
This is your
the
fault, by the way.
What is?
I'm not sure, but I just felt like that.
You're not pregnant. You're probably right. I'm sure it is.
That's awesome. We both don't know what, and you agree.
What's the problem? I don't know, but it's your fault, right? Yeah, probably. I think that's our show.
Hey, that's on me. That was me on Saturday playing pickup. Every possession. Hey, that's my bad. Is it your bad? Because there's only four guys on the floor.
I don't know.
One person threw the shirt over.
Threes? I don't really want to be here in the first place. I've gotten frustration from the Lakers.
Okay.
I don't know if I've gotten anger yet. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see we've gotten a couple. You know, AD said this right after the Minnesota game.
We suck.
Okay. That's more frustration that, you know, we're not playing well. We suck. We're getting blown out by teams like Minnesota. But what I would like to see is genuine anger, whether it's from the coaching staff, whether it's from the players. And I get it. There's a million games left. But there's been enough games that you'd like to have seen the outline of a good team so far. And I don't think we've seen one.
By the way, I think there's something to that. I think it would be nice for somebody to say, you know what? No, these games do matter.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's regular season. I don't care. You build your character through these 82 games. You build your continuity through these 82 games. And then, yes, you get into the playoffs. But I think there's something to that. It would be nice to hear some of the guys saying that whatever you saw displayed, you know, one thing I can't stand so far with the Lakers, everyone seems so comfortable against them. You know what
That's
I mean?
A great point.
They're comfortable. Okay, is there a way you can
it's
change
not a hard
that?
Game
is there
for them.
No.
It's not a challenge.
Chicago, everything just seemed to flow.
Al, never mind Chicago. Minnesota looks comfortable against them. Oklahoma City looked comfortable against them.
Spurs. The Houston Rockets, Spurs was on Sunday.
Looked comfortable against everybody. Has looked comfortable. I get if Golden State and Steph Curry's comfortable. I get that, right? I get if Chris Paul is comfortable against the Lakers. I get that. But Minnesota, the Thunder, come on, man. You're right. There is just a level of comfort when they're playing against them. And I think that it was even true when LeBron was playing. It's not just LeBron's not going to fix that. There's still a comfort level when you go up against them. The Dump is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Because the 710 Mandy Awards took up such a big part of the show today, and rightfully so, we haven't even had an opportunity to discuss National Fast Food Day today, which I feel like is a giant missed opportunity.
Your go-to late night, it's 1 a.m. in the morning. Where are you going?
In-N-Out.
Okay, In-N-Out's off the table. You can't count In-N-Out.
Okay. 1 o'clock in the morning?
1 o'clock.
Have I been out? Have I been having a good time?
Out, having a good time. And you're just starving. You need something to eat. You had dinner around 10 o'clock.
That scenario, I think, is a Taco Bell move. Maybe Del Taco.
Mine is kind of funny.
Yeah, I think it's Del Taco because I want the fries as well. What do you got?
Jack in the Box.
It's a great call. It's a great call. I do not regret that at all.
It's so funny because it's not anything great here. My go-to used to be the Jumbo Jack and the two tacos.
Oh,
Two tacos. It's so authentic.
It has a slice of American cheese in it. It's terrific. And it's like it's its own thing.
Can I get
it's
some ranch Mexican sauce? I would actually dip it in ranch. Forget the hot sauce.
It's not Mexican food. It's not even really a taco, but what it is,
I don't know what it is.
It's delicious.
And I don't want to know what it is.
It's fantastic. It is delicious.
Like how I took In-N-Out out of the equation? They can't.
They're almost their own category. If you're going to snap
on
your fingers, right? There, what is it? Yeah. Thanos, where he snapped his fingers and half the people went away? Okay. It's a Thanos moment, but instead of half the universe's population disappearing, every fast food joint but one disappears. Which one are you saving?
And we're not doing In-N-Out?
No, In-N-Out's off the table.
It's already saved.
Yes. In-N-Out exists in its own category.
I think I'm going to go Carl's Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Carl's Jr.
Interesting.
I think they're a little under. I feel like I'm going, like I'm really taking care of myself. I go to Carl's Jr.
I don't know.
You just spend $2 extra on a burger. Damn right I did.
You know what?
I went to Carl's Jr.
That's not the right answer. The right answer is the obvious answer. It's McDonald's, right?
I could do without McDonald's.
It's McDonald's because you know exactly what you're getting every single time you walk in.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Is you're just so typical. There's no creativity to you.
It's fast food. This isn't fine dining. This is fast food. This is, it's late.
Oh, just go with the rest of the crowd.
I got $7 and I want to eat 900 calories.
I'm spending $9 and I'm walking around like, yeah.
You got $9 and I'm getting $4 change.
Cheap ace.
This is the way you go. Let's go to the Dump. Maybe spend a little bit more time on this tomorrow. The Angels,
maybe Burger King.
The Angels did something pretty interesting.
Yeah,
they signed former Mets right-hander Noah Syndergaard to a 1-year, $21 million deal pending a physical. That, according to Jeff Passan on ESPN, Noah Syndergaard has pitched 2 innings in the last 2 years. His fastball velocity is 4 miles an hour off of its peak. He did not throw any off-speed pitches, and he is coming off multitudes of arm injuries. And guess what? I really like this. It's going to cost the Angels a high draft pick.
$21 million and a high draft pick.
Yeah, it's not like a draft pick that's going to be. It's like in that sandwich
round
between the first and second round. This is a huge cost for an incredible risk, but here's the rub, Slee. I think that's the only way the Angels are going to get pitching, is they're going to have to try to find it with a great deal of risk attached to it. Because if he pitches well, he's their second-best pitcher instantly behind Ohtani.
So how much of this do you think has to do with Ohtani? Ohtani, over the last couple of months, going out of his way when the season was about to end, what was the famous line that we said, and I'll leave it at that.
I'll leave it at that. Yeah.
And then just recently, talking to the Japanese media, basically talking about how, you know, it's been frustrating that you're not in any of these games. You think that has an incredible impact on what this move is and what the Angels' offseason is going to be when it comes to pitching?
I don't think it's 1 + 1 = 2, you know, direct, but it, yeah, there's an, of course.
Has to be.
Of course there has to be.
That's
which
why it, I ask. That's why I always kind of try to say
for sure.
The players have so much more pull than you think they do, especially a player like that that's not locked up long term.
So let's go to the next logical step on that. Mm-hmm. Who else, you know, if it's as easy as, you know what, I'll just leave it at that. I'd like to win, and I'll leave it at that, and they go out and take a huge swing on a guy that's got, you know, there's some upside to be sure, but there's a ton of risk in a signing like that. What would they have done for Mike Trout if he would have started to say things like this a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 8 years ago? Instead of going through the first 10 years of his career, the Angels score runs and they don't pitch. It's not complicated. And he just really, I mean, I know he wants to win, but say something. It's okay. Nobody's going to think you're a bad guy. Ohtani did it, and they go out and they get Syndergaard.
So the Trout piece, you've mentioned this a couple of times. You mentioned it the first time. You that's one of the things you pointed out. Well, where the hell is Trout? How come Trout isn't running his mouth or anything along those lines? I got some comparisons in the NBA. You know, there's plenty of times that this Lakers franchise and organization, you have your star players basically saying, some of them, not all of them, but there's certain ones that are, hey, fix this. And if you don't fix it, now I'm just going to go to a new squad. Now, it's different for the Lakers because they're a franchise that has shown they know how to win. The Angels, there's no consistency.
Well,
there.
And I think that there's a sense of, I don't want to be seen as the guy that is stirring the pot. I don't want to be the squeaky wheel.
You have a way to do it. There's a way to do it.
That's the thing.
There's a way to do it.
I couldn't agree more.
That you'll respect the person walking away much more.
I love being here. This is the team that drafted me. I want to win here, but I want to win.
I'm sick of watching people play in October, and I'm sitting at home.
Why can the
A's? I'm sick of watching playing in meaningless games in September.
The A's have a payroll of $1.86.
Yep.
And they got five guys that every team would want. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? We have a payroll of nearly $200 million, and we don't have a single guy other than Ohtani who can get somebody out? It doesn't make a lot of sense. You can't put pressure on them. How do people find the pod?
All right, ESPN app or on iTunes. ESPN app or on iTunes. Just search the Travis and Sliwa Show. And don't forget, the 710 Awards. Go to 710awards.net. 710awards.net. It's $25 a ticket. You could come hang out with the whole 710 crew. 710awards.net.
All right, make sure that you do it before we're done here, because I want to get to all our 200 number. I want to do that for us today. Trav and Slee, Mason and Ireland are coming up next. You got all sorts of Laker talk. You got all sorts of Rams postmortem as well. It's Trav and Slee, 710 ESPN.